The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about.
The Foundation podcast is brought to you by Acrisio Hair Growth, Alive, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, Davinia Grove Foods, Mobile Garage Technologies, Popeyes, and Lily D. Kunk Salad Stand.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Howard Grant right here with Guardian Radio 99 FM. We are on location with the Foundation right here at the Mall of Marathon. I don't know where you are right now, but you got to come down here at the Mall of Marathon on this beautiful Thursday. The sun is beaming down. We are center of the Mall of Marathon with the Department of Inland Revenue. We're talking all about taxes today. Please don't get depressed about it. Please don't get like kind of overwhelmed about it. This is for clarity. This is for us to understand our position as we continue to be able to move forward in the land of the living. You know, today is like no other day. It's the same thing. We continue to be able to go through the rhythm of life and understanding exactly where we are. We're touching the newspaper and recognizing it's a little thicker for all those who've had loved one passed away and all those persons who are dealing with death. We continue to pray for you on this day. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper, guys. It's $1 wherever you are, wherever's your favorite place to kind of pick it up, and you can be able to see some information's in there. But as you look in deeper in it, the one thing that we do is look at the obituary section. And I always say, you know, it's a very sombering movement. Every time that we wake up and have an opportunity to be able to live here in the land of the living, we have to be very clear about our position. And I say to you, if you're going through a transitional period, if you're going through sort of a period that you have to kind of put someone down, I always tell you, go check my good guys out over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They are truly the ones that can be able to put you down with the class and pizzazz that your life carries. I want you to be able to do that. They are my guys, man. I want to say good afternoon to all my good friends and family members over there at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Guys, you know what to do to check them out. You can Google them and find out all the information you can. Please reach out to them and get the discount for Howard. Talk to me, the Howard Grant discount, right? Hopefully, there's like, Howard, we want to take care of you. Just be patient. You're wild excited. Just be patient, right? Guys, it's a beautiful day. I want to be able to say good afternoon to you. You know, it's a Small Business Thursday, and there's nothing changed in terms of how we do that. So I just want to be able to have a very clear conversation with you. We're still on par and able to deal with Small Business Thursday. And in the spirit of dealing with that, I want to be able to talk to you about Acrisios. Acrisios, hair balding, thinning or breaking, suffering from scalp issues, or hair that won't grow, then Acrisio Hair Growth, East Shirley Street, has the solution for you. Quality hair products and hair care service for natural or relaxed hair. Yes, we treat men as well. Contact us at 601-5144. That's 601-5144. Or hit us up on the WhatsApp at 802-6762. Your hair will love you again. I think you and your hair need to have a conversation if it didn't love you in the first place. But if you need that revival and rejuvenation of love, please check out my good persons over there at Accretio's. They can definitely be able to take care of you. Guys, well, at the very top of the show, I want to be able to have a conversation with my very good friend. I told you this before. He's a very good friend of mine. On all my platforms, I had an opportunity to be able to deal with him in terms of being able to talk to a socioeconomic position for who we are as a people, for the entire country, and being able to talk about it going forward. Well, today he's not in the capacity of being able to talk to the National Development Plan. I know he can do that anyhow. He can figure out a way to kind of put it in there. But he's going to talk to us more specifically about the capacity that he holds as CEO over at Fidelity Bank. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my very good friend, Gowan Bo. Mr. Bo, how you doing this morning, my brother?
Good off calling me Mr. Bo. And you're ready to talk about butlers. Jesus, you ain't putting me in the grave yet. So don't age me like that.
Tell me, don't call you Mr. Bo. All right, my good friend, Gowan Bo. Gowan, you all right this morning, brother?
Yeah, man. Always giving thanks for the Lord's blessing as we have another day above ground. So certainly looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I would really like you to be able to join me down there, but I know time may not necessarily permit. But I wanted to get a conversation. So we've been listening to these commercials from Fidelity for some time now to talk about the credit card machines, to talk about accessibility, to talk about business and being able to do those things accordingly. Tell us more about the packages, the business, the sort of pizzazz that you offer over at Fidelity.
Well, I think what's important is, as we appreciate as a people, the times move on. And in order for any business to survive and thrive, it certainly has to be responsive to what you are observing and seeing taking place, not only in the Bahamian context, but internationally. And from that perspective, one of the areas that is of great focus for us is how do we get all of our business persons to understand that when you have a mindset of cash only, you are probably leaving quite a lot of money on. And the reason why I say that is, when you think about the days of being prepared and willing to walk with large sums of cash in your pocket, those days are changing radically. So when you go to any venue or venture nowadays, most people are comfortable having in their wallets or in their money clips a debit card, a credit card. And this isn't about force feeding digital assets or digital banking and digital behavior, but it's more about saying, well, how do I ensure that I don't lose money? And one of the areas that I think is of great importance, we as a bank helped the straw vendors and taxi drivers that were down on Prince George Wharf. And with our card partners, we were able to implement for a lot of those vendors, the majority, in fact, the card machines or card solutions. And none of them, or there are none of them, that have not reported that their sales increased by 20, 30%. And the reason being is they're sitting in a tourist destination. Persons jumping off a ship could come from anywhere in the world. And the one thing that is universal is the ability to use a card.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening and I'm saying to myself, and ladies and gentlemen, I just want to kind of put a plug in there for you. On Small Business Thursdays, I thought it necessary to identify those elements, those companies that can be able to assist us in getting to the next level of our business. I mean, I don't want to get preachy with you, but this is our year for being able to move from one dimension to another. If we're going to go up, we got to do that with formality and a very clear understanding. Fidelity Bank can be able to help us get to that next step. I'm very grateful for the sponsorship and even more grateful for being able to have conversations like this. Why? Gowan, I keep going to little small places, taking my wife a Kong salad. You only have $25 in my pocket. She want Kong salad. She want a rattler. She want fritters. Man, the $25 can't take care of that. But I got my card.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your small business and how you can be able to really sign up for this, what they have to do, the steps that they have to take, because people think complexity. Let us know the simplicity of how we can do that.
You know, and the reality is just taking you to that very same example, you're talking about the Kong vendor, but let's think about even some of those who are more mobile. So your plumbers, your electricians, who end up showing up and there's an emergency. And sometimes people just simply don't have cash in them. And you want to be able to, you know, receive payment no matter what the circumstances. You know, in our Bahamian context, we say, well, oh, if you can't take this, I can catch you the next time. You say, no, I good. You can settle this up front with me right now because I have all of the tools that enable me to
take, right? No,
we don't, you know, in God we trust. Everyone else need to settle. Not necessarily cash, but you need to settle today. And, you know, the thought about being a merchant with card facilities is seen as being complex. And sometimes it's seen as being costly. But we don't always have a full appreciation for what the cost of cash is. And let me give just three elements of that that people don't foresee. If you lose the cash and you're going to make a money deposit and you have your money bag, whether through nefarious characters or you drop or you have any intervention that leads you to misplace, that entire amount of money is gone. Whatever you had that is sitting in cash. When you have it going through digital means, that money is already sitting in your bank account and that's not going anywhere. You drop your card. You're just picking up a card. You're just picking up the terminal. You're picking up a new phone to access it. Secondly, the cost of actually securing cash. So even small businesses, whether that's them having to install a safe, whether that's them having to hire security, whether that's them having to engage an armored car to come and pick it up so that they don't expose themselves, all of those are factors that actually increase to your overhead. Whether it's sitting as the cash registers and all of the like, where you are running electricity and, like I said, having protection and even bringing attention to you. If the robber is coming in and actually has nothing to take, is there any incentive for him to seek to break into your business establishment, whether when it's closed or even when it's open? And the answer is no. And then thirdly, as I said, that how many times do you lose a sale? Because just like you mentioned with the Kong vendor, I may have $30 in my pocket, willing to spend $150. You've just lost $120 sale because, okay, I could pay you for the $30 that I have, but the rest that I was willing to do, I walk away. And we all know as salespersons that the last thing you want to do is let a sale walk away. So when we look at what we're trying to do at Fidelity in terms of easing that, we know that the banks get a very negative perception because of how formal we are, and we want to get your blood type and, you know, your DNA before all of these things are happening. But the reality is we have simplified our process to say that we understand the nature of business. And all we ask is the vendors to be honest in their information. And the reason why I say that is because we as Bahamians naturally are confidential and, as we like to say, we secretive. And we don't like you to know all our business. So what are the potential volumes? But people don't understand, and particularly small businesses, that actually the more volumes you have that you can run through cards, the lower the interest charge or the merchant discount. And so it seems counterintuitive, and people normally say, "Boy, I only doing about 10,000 when they may be doing 100. And the reality is it would be cheaper for them if they had honestly said up front 100,000.
Well, now we're getting to the meat and potatoes of the conversation. A lot of persons, I think this is a good accounting for you also. I know you have great aspirations to be able to get a loan, to open that next business. All of this can be able to assist you in your small business wherever you are. I promise you, too many small businesses, in my personal view, is leaving money on the table. Like I said to you, I'm not traveling with no bunch of money because, you know, I got two big women in my house, my daughter, 15, my wife, she got a wallet. So they leave me with something just to get coffee. But we got a credit card. Do not leave your money on the table. Please give them a call at Fidelity. Gowan, please let us know the numbers that we can be able to reach out to, how we can find out more information to sign up for our credit cards, to sign up for other packages that you might have over there at Fidelity.
You know, we have the email if we want to do the generic, which is info@fidelitybahamas.com. Our main switchboard is 356-7764, and they can ask to get into the card center, and they'll be directed to the best personnel as it relates to opening up the cards. And we'll certainly, in our social media platforms, we've always, including in the Guardian paper, you'll see the young ladies who are posing and enjoying themselves. So we want to highlight the talent that we have within the organization, and people can certainly reach out to any of them and they get redirected. And as you know, with myself, Howard, people, you know, I have a brother who once said, if I owe you, just get in line, but I'm not avoiding you. So people can reach out to me if I don't get you momentarily. It doesn't mean I'm not going to get back to you, but I certainly take pride in doing so. And so from that perspective, you know, we are also looking, just as the final element, that we know people are looking at e-commerce. And we have a solution that we're certainly rolling out steadily throughout the country that says, even if you have a website, but you don't have all of the technology necessary to secure card payments, we will provide an e-commerce solution where it redirects into a very secure location, but is all connected with you and your systems. You present your bill, and we call it bill presentment. Your customer clicks on it. They put their information, their card information in. You know what? You get your payment and you get your receipt right back, and you have your money in your account end of day.
Listen, Gawen, it has been absolutely wonderful. Like I said to you, we have to again. I always want to get into a conversation with you about our national socioeconomic position, where the country is going forward to, talking about a national development plan, concepts and ideas of how we can grow our country, and really being able to dive deeper into creativity. And you appreciate you, my brother, and I want to hear more from you. Let me know when you're free so you can be able to come back here and sit with us on the foundation.
You know, always a pleasure. And you know, our biggest problem is just time. So once we clock it in, we are good to go.
Okay, my brother. Well, thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please go down there and support Fidelity and be able to get yourself set up for that. Understand exactly what's what. They have e-commerce packages. Gawen started to tell me, the time wouldn't necessarily permit us now, but Gawen started to tell me about steps where persons can email you, get that stuff in there, and you can be able to get a payment all overseas. I just had someone call me the other day, all the way from Jamaica, that wanted to say, I might PayPal down. Listen, Fidelity can be able to assist us with that. Please give them a call. The numbers are 356-764. All right? My brother, Gawen Bo, we don't call him Mr. Bo. Right?
No, sir.
But it's... He's a good, decent man. Gawen, thank you so much, man. Everybody
right,
over at Fidelity.
Always a pleasure. You'll be safe. And one thing we know is certainty is death and taxes. You don't talk about the mortuary, so go and talk about the taxes.
I will do that. All right, but ladies and gentlemen, that's Fidelity. Bo is here telling us all about that. We are here at the Mall of Marathon, in the center court at the Mall of Marathon, wherever you are right now. If you're traveling the city, you want to know more about what the Department of Inland Revenue has in store for you. You want to find out more about taxes. You want to find out exactly where we are. We're here at the mall, ready for you. They got everything set up, ladies and gentlemen, everything. So please come down and find out more about that. Let me take this commercial break and get back. We're going to be talking about Mr. John Williams. He's the communication lead over here at the Department of Inland Revenue. And we're going to find out more information right after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Carifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Carifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Carifta Games.
And loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, right here at the Mall of Marathon on remote today with the Department of Inland Revenue. They're coming to you. All the question concepts and ideas build up in your head. All these conversations you've been having in the barbershop. Oh, my God, they're trying to kill us. We are here for clarity today. We can find out. Y'all send me all the texts. My God, Inland Revenue, when we go to my auntie cousin to get this, it's too much. For clarity today, we're going to be able to have a very clear conversation. If you want to get more information, you want to get served today, come down to the Mall of Marathon. We're here in the center court. The sun is beaming down on us. It's a nice, beautiful day. Come down here, catch a bus, a plane, a train, however, and find out more about what the Department of Revenue has in store for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have none other than the lead for communication here, Mr. John Williams. I think you sat with Dwight the other day.
Yes, I did. I had a really good time with Dwight. Dwight asked a lot of questions for you.
Well, I'll try to ask a little bit less, but we got to find out some information. Tell the persons exactly what you're going to be doing or what you're doing down here over the next few days. You're here until Saturday.
We're here till Saturday. We're here today, Friday, and Saturday. So what we're doing is we're celebrating our second awareness campaign under the theme, DIR Comes to You. We've heard a lot of noise in the market. You know, you can't reach out to the department. You can't get us on the phone. You can't get us via email. So we've decided to come to you. So everything that the department does, every service that we provide, renewing your license, applying for a license, checking on your real property tax fees, applying for a TCC, you can do all of that here at the mall over the next 3 days. As a matter of fact, we have our agencies that are affiliated with us as well. We have environmental health here. We have physical planning, Ministry of Works. We have NIB on the ground. We even have our lending agency at the Access Accelerator SBDC here with us as well to provide any service that you need and want.
I'm still kind of caught up on when Mr. Williams tells us we're celebrating tax. You need to stop it, sir. Who celebrates tax? But we are here to be informed. We know that once we are in the land of the living, we get to pay taxes. We got to pay taxes. If you want to live, you want to drive on the road, you ain't walking no more, you're driving. Just informed about it. There are opportunities for you to be able to climb this ladder and make some significant success. But we got to do it above board with transparency and get that thing done. So they're doing it today.
Yes. And what we want to encourage persons to do is we want you to pay your taxes. We want you to make your payments. We want you to settle your accounts. We want you to pay your VAT, your business license, and your real property tax fees. Because we are now going into a position where we may have to take action if you're not paying your taxes, and we really do not want to do that, but we have the power to do so, and that process has already started. So we are approaching deadlines. We know March 31st is your real property tax deadline. It's your business license deadline. For real property tax, you have up until March 31st to get a 10% discount. Once we go past that date, and you know, if you haven't paid your fees, the department is going to take action. All right. And so we want you to pay your taxes, and we want everybody to pay their fair share.
There has been significant conversation most recently about increase of taxes in certain areas. I want to be able to find out that, and I want to find out about the business license. There has been significant chit chat in small pockets about this concept and idea that says that we have to get our real property tax in alignment with these particular things. Give us some clarity in those areas.
So there's been some changes in the business license process, applying for a new one or renewing. What we have been doing is we've been asking you to provide your real property tax assessment number or, now this is very important, or the property owner's name and specific directions to the property. That's inclusive of the color of the building and the number if you have it. This goes whether you are a mobile business, a home-based business, whether you're renting, it does not matter. All we want is the property owner's name or their assessment number. Now, if you're renting You provide that information for us, and let's just say that person is not up to date with their real property tax, that is not going to affect your business license application.
That's the first question we got.
Yeah. So you will still be able to follow through with your business license application. What will then have to get your application, we're now going to contact that person that you're renting from to say, hey, we need to have a meeting with you about your real property tax.
So you can shut the building down anyhow. You need to stop it, man. But talk to me, because we need to have clarity about this, because it was too much. So essentially, this is an encouraging effort, right? Where the community police, rather, in so many words, the community polices the community to ensure that everyone is above board as we continue to be able to move forward.
Yes, it definitely is. And not only are we doing that with real property tax, we've asked persons when they are renewing their licenses to be honest and true with their turnover amounts. So we've had a lot of cases where we've had popular businesses reporting for 2022, $0, $2,000, $5,000. We want you to be true and honest. All right?
You can't say $0.
You can't say $0, you know? And you just can't say $0. So what we've asked persons to do is whatever turnover amount that you put in the system, we want you to attach a financial statement that validates or support that, and actually have a bank statement. You can have your account statement. If you don't have an account, you can do a profit loss statement. And if you are unable to do these things, you know, we may ask you some more questions. We may ask you about your NIB contributions for your staff. How many staff do you have? We may ask you how much you're paying for rent. And then, you know, it's really to begin a conversation between you and the taxpayer to validate what you're saying your turnover is.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about this. Historically, we as a people have been moving in the direction of mom and pops. We have an idea that we want to do a business. And so we start sort of the silhouette of the business, right? Not necessarily understanding the accounts or the banking or being able to, you know, keep your cash flow and understand these particular things. Is the Department of Inland Revenue encouraging us to move in this kind of a formal state?
We're most certainly doing that every chance that we get. As a matter of fact, next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're having a virtual workshop series with different stakeholders or anyone that actually wants to register for the series to talk about the business license process, to talking about keeping proper records, because we know that we're gonna ask you for this information. And we know we encounter a lot of persons that may not have a bank account or don't know how to use QuickBooks or don't know how to keep the proper records, and we're gonna provide that service to help them learn how to do these things, because we know come next year we're going to ask you for this information. So if we can help you with the process, you'll be better equipped.
You know, as I'm sitting here, I did a course with SBDC some time ago in preparation to be able to get this kind of small business loan. Now, they offer opportunities and courses where they educate persons in doing those things. Is the Department of Inland Revenue, in conjunction with SBDC or any one of the auxiliaries, being able to work together to equip Grammy Them? Because Grammy Them probably had their business for a while. Talk to me. And being in Grandtown area and all these other areas who've been doing some business out of the window, out of here, out of these particular places, can you help them to formalize themselves and get and move forward?
But most definitely, this is the reason why they're here now. Because every time we have an event, or they may have a business, and just business in general, we are invited or they are invited. So we work hand in hand. And that's really how it should be. And it would have made no sense to have us here and then someone needs something from physical planning, or they need information on how they can get more funds, or they need to check on their contributions for NIB. All of those agencies are here today. So anytime NIB may have a function or an initiative, or Access Accelerator has an initiative, we join forces because, you know, we want to make everything about the business license process, business in the Bahamas, just easier, faster, and better.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, if you want to be able to know something, you can still give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. If you have a specific question for Mr. Williams here, who wants to be able to give us more, as much information as possible, we all have to become, you know, adapted and well aware of exactly what's happening in our country. We've been having these kind of conversations too long. You're wilding out on WhatsApp. You're saying everything on WhatsApp. It's time for us to get clarity and understand that this is the direction that we're taking in the country, to be able to bring formality and find ourselves in the position that we don't have to cry to everyone in the world for an opportunity from an economic standpoint. We can do these things internally.
Yes, definitely. And I just want to say before we move on, we know we've heard you. You've applied a month ago, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, and you have not heard from us. We're asking that you check your account so that you can reply to us. Follow us on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're even on TikTok. Log on to our... We're doing a lot. you can even log on to our website, inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs. All of the information is there. We have how-to videos. We have flyers. We have graphics. We have everything that you need.
They need to stop with the TikTok thing. It's too much. It's too much, okay? These people, I ain't seen no young people here yet. TikTok, they're doing too much. But they're down here. I think that that could be able to speak to the sort of enthusiasm to be able to get the information out there. I know that we have young people that still aspire to be able to do business. Hey, we can reach you on TikTok. We can reach you on Instagram. Or we can reach you on the traditional Bahamian space, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook. You understand? So we could be able to do that stuff. Guys, please come down here to the Mall of Marathon. Get more information as much as possible. Send me your text, 422-4796. I'll read the text online. We'll ask John Williams some more questions as we come back. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Like I said, we're down here at the Mall of Marathon in the center court with the Department of Inland Revenue. They're coming to you today. Take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. In 1973, the Bahamas gained its independence and CBS Bahamas opened its doors. From humble beginnings, CBS Bahamas is now the nation's top supplier and installer of architectural building products, the country's largest home improvement retailer, and offers the most extensive online shopping platform in the Bahamas. That's a lot to celebrate. We're 50 and fabulous. Visit us today at CBS Bahamas, CBS Pro Store, or cbsbahamas.com.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation stand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are on the road again. Listen, man, we're having a wonderful time down here at the Mall of Marathon. We are ingesting all of the sweet treats in the air, sitting right here in the middle of the court at the Mall of Marathon, right over there by Auntie Anne's. I keep trying to turn my back. It's too much. Y'all need to stop. you set up in the wrong spot. You need to stop. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I want you guys to come down here and find out more information about what we need to do as we ascend and move forward. In the year of our Jubilee, we got to kind of formalize ourselves and move forward with this kind of determination to get this country in order. And I like how they're starting this particular initiative here. Now, listen, as a Negro man, we're going to have some pushback when we start to talk about tax. But at the end of the day, we're going to have clarity and understanding that this is all a part of being able to help us grow and move forward as a nation. Be part of it, man. Get yourself educated. Get yourself in the position to understand and understand these things. Most recently, man, we're sitting here and having a very good conversation with Mr. Williams. He's the lead for communication right here, John Williams. And he's really being able to tell us about what's happening here. Now, on the break, we touch it. We got to take a break at 1 o'clock for news. But I got to know more about this kind of a tax for Airbnb. Tell me a little bit more about the taxes for Airbnb.
All right. So we're talking about the short-term vacation rental. So the department advised that beginning on March 1st, all property owners operating their properties as short-term vacation rentals should be required to register their property by April 30th. Now, we want you to register now because let me give you a few reasons. One, you're going to officially be recognized by the Bahamian government as an official Airbnb. You're going to become eligible for funding. There's going to be no business license fees or registration fees this year. And we're going to do some free advertising for you on all our platforms through the Ministry of Tourism and other avenues internationally and locally.
Now, I need to understand the regulation and whether or not there is going to be this sort of a breakdown. Is it just general? Or if I only got my garage that I turn into an Airbnb and put some flowers on the outside and say, come stay here, in comparison to the person who has four or five different apartment units, you know what I mean? Like, let's talk about those particular things because people fear this. Like, oh, my God, talk to me about it.
Well, as it stands right now, they're working out all of the particulars for the regulations and policies for this. Now, I can say that off numerous of conversations and meetings, I don't think it's going to be the intent to tax that small person who may just have a room or just convert their garage or some sort. And that person who may have multiple, where you can choose a two-bedroom, a three-bedroom, a four-bedroom, or sleep eight, those persons are definitely going to be receiving some sort of fee that they will have to pay. But we want persons to understand, you know, they've been operating for a while. Really and truly, as we know what the definition of a business is, you know, you're conducting business, you're receiving funds, whether it be cash, an online payment check, or anything, you have a turnover, really and truly, at minimum, you should be having a business license. You know, so there are a lot of persons who have been operating without that sort of thing. And where the Ministry of Tourism comes in is that we've had incidences that they've reported. Persons will have, let's just say, a photo of a beautiful home out west, and the address may be a neighbor that's not so good. So when that tourist arrives and they go to check in and they pull up and they say, wait a minute, this is not what you advertised in the photo. I don't see the beach. I don't see the story. I don't see any sand, you know. So at that point, what's going to happen? So now they're in danger. You know, everything else is booked up for the time that they come. So what are they going to do in such a bad area?
You know, I like this conversation because it puts us in the position to be able to understand that our desperation shouldn't lead us to a position where we diminish the value of who we are and our tourism product. I think it's very important that we always keep that up. I also want to know whether or not there is policing. Now, you know, I always talk about the hotel. And in the hotel, we had what we call mystery shoppers. These are people who would come around to find out, to ensure that there is a particular standard that's being held for this organization, for this corporation. Is the Department of Inland Revenue, in conjunction with Ministry of Tourism, has there been any conversation about being able to identify a specific standard to keep this up to and kind of maintain that?
Well, definitely, I can say that there's been meetings, there's been discussions, there's been investigations, you know, and it's been ongoing for some time. We know our government acts with information that they receive, so they're not going off just the gun. They've had their intel, they've received certain information about this whole Airbnb process, they've done their research, they've done their investigation, And so they're moving forward with having all of these persons registered. So the bottom line is, we know.
Don't try to slip your Airbnb in Pinewood. And you know, you set it up like a little cable beach. Stop your indecency. We got more conversations about that. Listen, I want to take this telephone call. Ali, I think you said we got a telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, tell me something, your guess. In reference to the consolidated form for the business, first-time license for business, the consolidated form, once you send that to physical planning, does it have to go to Ministry of Works also, or that it's consolidated into one?
It's actually, it's consolidated into one. So once you apply and you fill out that form, it automatically goes to Ministry of Works and physical planning. If you are dealing with, let's say food and you require environmental health, that's
yes.
an additional part of the form that you would have to fill out, and it will go to them as well.
But if you don't require environmental health?
No, then it won't go to them, and you won't have to worry about that. But
so you would just need
receive,
a physical planning approval?
Yes, you will automatically receive a response from physical planning and Ministry of Works.
Okay, and that will be on the same application?
Yes, sir. Once you fill that in, you'll have access to fill in physical planning, Ministry of Works, and environmental health.
Okay. Now, what I understand what you just said, but I mean, you said then you'll have to fill out the form. You'll have to fill out the form for physical, not physical planning, for Ministry of Works also, you said? Because I don't see a form for Ministry of Works. I only see one form, and that's physical.
Yes.
Physical
yes,
planning, which you call
form.
The consolidated form.
Yes, that's exactly the right form that you have to do, the consolidated agency application.
Yes.
Once you fill that out,
yes.
you will automatically get response from physical planning and Ministry of Works, whether you require Ministry of Works or not.
Okay. But so what if you didn't get any response from Ministry? So you would have a heading that the logo would be Ministry of Works?
Yes, at the top, it would have Department of Physical Planning or it would have Ministry of Public Works.
Okay. Tell me something in reference to, I know you were speaking in reference to the owners of the establishment and the persons who may be renting may have to submit certain details in reference to their location.
Yeah, he actually spoke about that. I got to run to a break real quick. He'll give more information on that at 1 o'clock when we get back after the news. So
okay, thank
if you want to hold on, he can give. Yeah, man, thank you so much. For your
okay.
telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, please send me your text 422-4796, or you can hit me right up on the Help Me Howard line 827-0111. We're here with the Department of Inland Revenue to find out more about exactly where we are from a tax perspective and how do we move forward making some things happen in this time and in this season. Guys, we're going to take a commercial break. Get to a couple commercials and go right into news after that. So you'll, next time you hear us, we're going to get deeper into what the Department of Inland Revenue is doing out here and kind of move forward. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
In 1973, the Bahamas gained its independence and CBS Bahamas opened its doors. From humble beginnings, CBS Bahamas is now the nation's top supplier and installer of architectural building products, the country's largest home improvement retailer, and offers the most extensive online shopping platform in the Bahamas. That's a lot to celebrate. We're 50 and fabulous. Visit us today at CBS Bahamas, CBS Pro Store, or CBSBahamas.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
On your marks.
Tarifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Tarifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Tarifta Games.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
I'm back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Howard Grant and the Foundation right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are in the middle of the Mall of Marathon. Please. Wherever you are, Robinson Road, if you're right there, if you're right there on the Mall Road, if you're anywhere, even on Wolf Road, find your way here to the Mall of Marathon. We're here with the Department of Inland Revenue, the Central Revenue Administration, being able to give us on taxes, taxation, and how to be able to prepare yourself to move formally, with formality, into the next step, into the next few months, as we be able to ascend in this year of our jubilee. Listen, man, we're here talking with Mr. John Williams, and he was straight up, he said, look here, Howard, they are about to enforce and get some things done. So listen, there's no need to kind of hit you with the fear of God, but with the knowledge and preparation to be able to make these next steps, please come down to the Department of Inland Revenue right here at the Mall of Marathon. Find out more information. We have everything set up for you. We have a training on communication there. They have tax compliance. They have value-added tax. They have everything here for you. The SBDC is also here. They can be able to assist you with that. They can be able to tell you more exactly where you are if you want to find out about certifications, if you want to find out any of these things and how these departments work together. Please come down here at the Mall of Marathon and be able to get everything done. And listen, if you got to do a little bit of shopping, you're here while you might as well pick it up while you're here. Get everything one time and find out exactly where we are. Now, when we left, we started to talk about something more specific. I think it's near and dear to me because I want to know some things. I feel as though we need to have clarity on these things to know where we are. We believe that our government is still committed to being able to do some significant stuff with us and working with us, but our government is in a position of being able to ensure that the country is upheld, that we remain, quote unquote, buoyant as we continue to be able to move forward. So for the purposes of clarity in that particular area, I think we need to find out more about the short-term rental taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Mr. John Williams. He's the lead for communication here. He's going to give us some more information. So we left off talking about short-term vacation rentals. I want to get some more information about that because a lot of persons are apprehensive. They're not sure about this. They're trying to figure out a way that they can still be able to present. We're in an economic crunch. We understand those things. So persons want to be able to present, but they want to negate the system. They want to kind of move around the system. And decency, you know what I say that. I don't want to say they want teeth. We ain't gonna say that. We decent. They want to be able to navigate around the system to get to their objective. Talk to us about why this is and the benefits that we can be able to see from that.
Well, we want to encourage persons not to try to go around the system. The system is there to help you and to give you an advantage on the wider world. So we want persons who engage in short-term vacation rentals to register on our new vacation portal. All right? It's been launched. And we want you to register by April 30th of this year. Why should you register? Here's why you should register. You're going to become officially recognized by the Bahamian government. That means when someone goes on Airbnb to find one, you may see a Bahamas government seal that signals to them, this is an official Airbnb with the Bahamas. We can trust that. It's good, and it's got good ratings for a reason. Secondly, you can become eligible for funding. You may only have one establishment. If you get that funding, you may increase that to two, which encourages you to make more money. Thirdly, right now, it's free. It's free, free, free. There's no business license fees. There's no registration fee. So we're encouraging you to do that. And lastly, you get advertising. You know, it may be slow for you now because you don't have the funds maybe to advertise. So now the Bahamas government is going to help you advertise your Airbnb locally, internationally, through all of our channels.
I need to know about this advertising. I don't know. I guess it's heavy. You can put up my Airbnb, come to Pinewood by Howard, or wherever I is, in Baintown by Howard, wherever I am. How is this advertising element or this advertising arm look for all those persons who are eager to move towards that? Because, you know, my ears went up with a few things. My eyebrows went up when you started to talk about becoming eligible for funding. I will know more about that. But tell me about the advertising, because this is the third time I hear about it, and I want to know more about it.
Well, as I said, everything is a work in progress. The policies, the procedures, and regulations are all being worked out as we speak. So when we talk about advertising, let's remind folks that the Ministry of Tourism is involved in this entire process. We know the reach that the Ministry of Tourism has, its international fan base, its international connections that they have. So imagine that your Airbnb meets the requirements that I'm sure they're going to institute to be recognized by our government and to be the standard to be advertised by the Ministry of Tourism or the government in general. Once you reach those requirements and that standard, your Airbnb is going to go. So persons are going to be able to see that and be like, okay, that was advertised here. And we know how ads go. Once we see it, we want to do it. And that's why, you know, that's how everything works.
Well, I guess we're going to find out more information. I think I'm going to be able to reach out to someone in the Ministry of Tourism, the Honorable Chester Cooper, in his particular capacity as Minister of Tourism, and also that he said that he'll come and sit with us sometime, hopefully next week, so we can be able to put a few of these questions before him to understand where we are. I want to know about that. I also want to know about concessions. So maybe that's one of the questions that we have for those persons from the government standpoint, because we know the concessions that's released to the hotels. We know the concessions that released to those persons who formally saying that we want to be able to build this structure, we're going to be able to do this particular hotel. There's concessions available. For you and I, who are in this kind of a space that says, oh my God, my children will go to school, this one sick, somebody dialysis, who knows? And so in the midst of your creativity, looking to be able to open up your garage and do something like that, here's a tax that we have to be able to deal with. But we can do this in decency and order. And if this affords us an opportunity to be able to make some money or access some things, hey, I might as well tell you, I'm all down for it to be able to access some things. Guys, it's a beautiful thing. Please be a part of the conversation today. I got a couple of texts here. Let me see if I can be able to read this text. So it says, a good day. Please inform the gentleman that most home-based businesses can't even open a bank account. It is very difficult to open a business bank account in the country as a Bahamian. They are not trying to help small businesses. I don't think that they need to ask us about rent if it's a home-based business. When I send my end-of-year business statement, they still ask for profit and loss statements. It's crazy. Talk to me about it.
Well, if you are home-based, that home can be anywhere. You know, so if we ask you about, because you don't have a bank account, or, you know, you don't have any proper records, our next step is to ask you, what are you paying for rent, or how many staff do you have, or, you know, what is your NIB contributions? It's basically just try to find a way to validate what you have told us you've made in the last year. It's not to dig into you to find out information about you. It's if you said that you made in 2022 $20,000 or you made $200, we just want to find out and validate that, okay, yes, this is correct. And really and truly, there have been a lot of businesses that should be registered for VAT, and they've been really and truly underreporting, you know. And so you have some industries that are underreporting and should be reporting a higher turnover, and as a result, should be registered for VAT, which, by the way, again, is not your funds, not your money to spend to go on a trip and use. You're only acting as an agent of the government to collect on our behalf to go ahead and pay over to us.
You put that money in these people's hand, they're gone. Child began in Miami. We in Florida. Y'all need to stop it. Listen, I want to find out more information about that, because I am registered. My business has not made just yet over $100,000, right? So I come in under the $100,000, but I still have my tin. I still have my numbers and whatnot. Tell people the difference between those businesses that are under $100,000 in comparison to those that are over.
If you are under the threshold of $100,000, basically you have to register for VAT. You have the option to register for VAT, voluntary registration. So if you're only making 60, you may have to do business with another VAT registrant who requires you to be registered. You can go ahead and register at your free will. Once you are making over the threshold of $100,000, it is mandatory that you are registered for VAT.
How does the Department of Inland Revenue know whether or not I am under the threshold of 100 or over?
This is where your turnover amount comes in when you're filing. So if you're telling us that you've made a certain amount, and let's just say you're under, we're going to question it. We're going to ask you. We're going to start a conversation. This is where we ask you, how much do you pay for this? Show me your bank statement. You know, how long have you been renting this space? If you're renting a space on Bay Street and you have about 10 employees, we know on average with the rental costs in there. Exactly. But we have cases where we have persons as such in, you know, that type of situation that are underreporting. So again, as I said, we only want you to be true and honest with us when you're reporting. Now, when we feel as though you are not, then we start our investigation. We have a compliance unit that goes out and does searches, our investigations. And we also ask the Bahamian people, you know, we cannot cover the entire Bahamas. We cannot cover the entire New Providence alone. So you have to act as agents for us as well. When you have cases where you're shopping, and they are charging you VAT, but you don't see their VAT certificate, is you adopt them, and it's okay. You send us a give us a call, report it, rear guard, and investigate, and find out, hey, do you just not have your VAT certificate displayed, or are you not up to date with your VAT?
I got to be able to get more information. People want to know penalties. I don't know. What you going to do?
There are several penalties that there, you know, there. It can range from fines. It can range. It can go up to seizing goods, shutting down your business, freezing accounts. And this is the thing that we do not want to come to. But if you are not paying your VAT or paying your business license, or your real property tax, these are things that we can do. We're start getting ready to talk about seizures and, you know, properties and stuff like that. And the thing is, there's so many ways that you can pay. There's so many options for you to pay. For business license, you can pay online, RBC, wire transfer. You know, you can do all of that. For VAT, real property tax, it's the same thing. Or you can come into the department and do so. Even though we're cashless, we accept debit or credit cards or checks made out to the public treasury.
I got a couple of texts here. I want to be able to read one or two. It says, good day, Howard. I'm listening to the show on and off, and I'm not sure if your guest can address this question, but I have a small business with a home-based business since 2019 to present. Please note that I've been licensed in my business every year since then, and because I generate small sales under, it says 100 million, but I'm sure she mean 100,000, okay? Under 100,000. I was not charged a fee up to 2022. I tried to renew my business license this year and was told that I have a late fee of $100 for registering my business in 2020. This is frustrating to me, as they never late fee in 2021 or 2022.
Now, there are several reasons for that. One, it can be at the fault of our system. There could be a glitch. It has happened before, and it continues to happen today. As we know, with technology, things can go awry. Now, other than that, that can be something that has slipped through the cracks. So I encourage her to come on down to the mall. Let's sort it out and see what it is. As I said, it could be a situation that our IT department or our tax officers can erase. And it just be a simple error. It's happened before and it will happen again.
This is good day, Howard. Can you ask a person why is it so hard for persons on the family of islands to reach Inland Revenue Office by email? We would be on the phone all day. And do they have a working number that someone does answer? This is one of the reasons we're here.
Yes, this is one of the reasons we're here. And to speak to the family island, we know we don't have offices on every island, but we've tried to find ways to ensure that the Bahamian public can reach out to us. The reason why you may not get through on the phone or an email has not been answered yet is not for lack of effort or persons working. It is seriously just the amount of taxpayers that are reaching out to us and talking to us on a daily basis. But we have telephone options for you. We have 1-242-225-7280. You can reach out to us on all our social media outlets. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We are on that 24/7. So if you send us any query, any question, anything, we answer that as fast as we can within the hour. And emails, we try to answer our emails, but I assure you there are thousands and thousands of emails that are coming to us daily. I won't even talk about the calls. But we also have a fully functioning call center that answers that 225 number, and they really try their best to get through to everybody that's calling.
We're going to have a conversation about taxation as we go forward. A lot of guests are calling in and say, Howard, we know that your guest is doing a good job, but the government seems that they want to keep the economy afloat and taxes the debt. Real property tax, Airbnb, VAT, $100,000. The government is, listen, siphoning the wealth. No, I don't know. Listen. And whilst we have our guests here, we were possible in terms of accommodating them. Because the truth is that we're truly grateful for it. And this is information for all of us here in the country. Now, you and I can have a conversation tomorrow as we continue to move forward about taxation and really being able to agitate and keep the feet of the government to the fire for the Bahamian people. But today, we want to have more information so we can be able to create whatever we need to in terms of our presentation as we go to the government, find out more information. There has been relentless conversations about what the government is doing. Oh my God, they expect me to go to the, they want me to find out for my landowner if he owns his own house. Oh, it's too much. So for clarity purposes, and not just for hearsay, we're here with the Department of Inland Revenue right down here at the Mall of Marathon, finding out all that we possibly can as we continue to be able to move forward, upward, onward, and together in this season of Jubilee. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this commercial and be back after this. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Howard Grant, the foundation, here with the Department of Inland Revenue down here at the Mall of Marathon. We're going to see you right after this.
The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
Stressed, tired, or just looking for some me time? Come on and taste the bouquets at Willie D's Kong Salad Stand. Classic Kong dishes and specialty seafood salads such as octopus salad, shrimp salad, lobster salad, boiled Kong, and our famous tropical scorch. All served with a creative twist and a one-of-a-kind taste. Located Arawak Key West at Eddie's Stall. Open daily 12 noon to 11 p.m. Call or text ahead at 432-0947. Good people, great vibes, and a tasty bang for your buck. Willie D's Kong Stand. Down at the fish fry.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM, The Foundation with Howard Grant right here in the middle of the mall. Mall of Marathon, ladies and gentlemen, has a beautiful, I don't know last time you've been in the mall, but it's a beautiful upgrade. Everything shimmers. It looks really nice, clean, great environment. Guys, please come down here wherever you are. You don't see the Mall of Marathon until it's government payday. You need to stop. Come down here at the Mall of Marathon. It's a beautiful day down here Thursday. The Department of Inland Revenue is with the day, being able to give us some more information as to exactly what's happening with the Department of Inland Revenue as they continue to be able to move forward and identify ways that we can all move formally towards this kind of a formal society. A lot of us have been kind of doing business, hoping to be able to, you know, hit a lick. But, you know, we've been operating outside of the auspices of what the government can see. We found out a little bit more about the Airbnb. Trust me, we're going to push more back on that to find out exactly where we are from different governmental departments and even legislators that's saying they're doing some stuff for the Bahamians. So we're going to get more information about the Airbnb or the taxation thereof. But today we're here with the Department of Inland Revenue, finding out more information of how we can do. There's something else. We're here with John Williams, and he's given us more information about this. There's something else that's brand new. Talk to us about these few things about tax compliance, the certificate.
Okay, so as we should know, or maybe you don't know, the tax compliance certificate is a certificate that tells the government that you are compliant with all of its fees and taxes. Having said all of that, we have collaborated with the Bahamas Customs Department, and we advise the general public that a valid tax certificate will now be required when clearing all shipments. Now, that went into effect March 13th for couriers. So in order for them to clear all shipments, you have to present a valid tax compliance certificate. And then effective April 3rd, that is going to move on to commercial importers. So in order to declare all shipments, you must present a valid tax compliance certificate. And this, again, as I said, that TCC tells us that you are compliant with all of the taxes at Inland Revenue, business license, real property tax, VAT. You're compliant with customs. You're compliant with NIB, road traffic, immigration, all of that. When a person gets a TCC now for business, that tells us all of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be very clear about these things. I don't know if you have your small business, but I have mine. I understand very clearly what he says, and my mouth drop open when the government incorporated customs. If you got money for customs, go pay them too. Listen, man, it's all about being able to put, and I don't know if I could disagree with the approach of being able to find an environment that you can govern yourself, as opposed to being able to have an external entity. I'm sure that these things are important also, but was this the creativity that the government was talking about? This is extremely creative in terms of being able to do these things. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Department of Inland Revenue and the Bahamas Customs Department wishes to advise the general public of the following regarding the clearing of shipments. A valid TCC certificate will be required when clearing all shipments, effective March 13th for couriers. Now, who's this courier? Talk to us about these couriers. These are the small businesses out here. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, your couriers will be persons who deal with the import, export. You know, you have your, if you order something from Amazon and you ship it to them and you have to go to them to collect it, you know, that's what we're looking at as a couriers, you know. Or it can actually be an individual. If you're an individual who comes in, who ships, let's just say, toilet paper. We know a normal amount of toilet paper, but if you're coming in with cases and or wholesale amounts, then you're now dealing with commercial items. So now you're going to have to provide us with a valid TCC come April 3rd to clear that shipment.
And then you say the commercial importers will be responsible April 3rd. Now, who do you identify as the commercial importers?
That's anyone bringing in commercial goods. As I said, that can be an individual. That could be you. Bringing in hand towel or bringing in clothing. But instead of you bringing in clothing just for one person or maybe just your household, we're seeing wholesale amounts. We're seeing packs and packs. So you're now bringing in for commercial purposes for sale. So now you're going to have to provide us with a valid TCC in order to declare that shipment.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's just be very clear. If you're a courier out there, if you're one of these companies that bringing in things from the United States of America or elsewhere, make sure you got your TCC as of March 13th. Today is the 23rd. That's 10 days ago. Make sure you get yourself together, because the fellow who ordered the 85-inch television and you say you was going to get it, we waiting on you. He hearing nothing. He waiting for you to tell him, no man, what happened? They hold the thing up because I didn't have my TCC. Stop it. Go and get your things done. And it's very important that we always do business with people of above board. Put your stuff on the wall so we make a determination whether or not we can do business with you. And tell us what else you got going on here with the Family Island Declaration.
So in the past, Family Island Declarations would have to been filled out and brought into our office. As of March 6th, Family Island Declarations now are only accepted online to obtain a real property tax certificate. You know, so persons will be able to submit for a new declaration or have a change of ownership declaration. So you simply can go to our website, which is inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs, and right under the RPT tab and under forms, you'll be able to see the Family Island Declaration form. And all of this is just a part of the campaign to make the process of dealing with business license and real property tax and just government in general easier, faster, and better.
One of the things that we've been having an issue with locally, history, is the sort of the red line or the tape, the red tape between the community and government auxiliaries. The Department of Inland Revenue was created strategically and specifically to ensure that we eradicate that red line and give us ease and accessibility, the ease of being able to do business. There are still calls persons are making to say that, hey, I can't get through there. What technologies, concepts, and ideas has the Department of Inland Revenue come up with to alleviate even those calls? And listen, I can be honest and fair with you. I don't think those things have started since COVID-19. As of 2020-21, I believe that this is where you saw a significant increase. I think you guys were home at that time. Talk to me about it.
Well, unfortunately, COVID had us home, but we're basically back to normal now. So the department prides itself on trying to be up with the times and embracing technology. So we have embraced the use of the virtual aspect. So I would say next week, we actually have a virtual workshop series next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, where we're asking persons to register to talk to us and have a conversation with us, bring any issues they may have to us. That's anything that you want to know, any information about any part of the Department of Inland Revenue. So it's all a part of our campaign to reach out to persons more, to make ourselves more available. If you can't make it to the department, you can't get through to the phone, you can't get through an email, then talk to us on social media. Register for our virtual workshop series. Come on down to the mall for the next 3 days. We're just trying to find ways to reach out to the public. We plan to go out more. We plan to get deeper into the communities via town hall meetings and stuff like that. And we know that we've embraced the virtual aspect, as I said. So next week, we're having a virtual workshop series. And probably every month, we're going to try to do that just to provide an ease of access to the department and everybody involved.
I see that the Department of Inland Revenue is trying to ensure that they can mitigate against a lot of the social pushback they have in terms of being able to access them information. Now, I don't want to tell you this reactive. This is the nature of it. But we see the Department of Inland Revenue as a progressive department, as a department that's supposed to be able to lead with technology, lead with this sort of innovation. What sort of ideas does the Department of Inland Revenue have to be proactive, to tell me a month in advance, hey, Howard, listen, you got to pay this, this, and this. Howard, all these things, you're not complying with this. Is there some technology concept or idea that you have that can reach me right where I am that says we can do this going forward?
Well, as a part of the Ease of Doing Business initiative, we have been online. Everything has been online. We try to encourage persons not to come to us. We want you to sign up online. We want you to fill up online. We plan to send you everything. When we require documents for your business license, we're sending that to you via email and online. You could be on a plane, you could be on the beach, you could be anywhere, you could be on vacation, and you could receive those messages from us because we have embraced technology and the virtual age. You know, and as I said, we're on every social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and we are fully engaged on these platforms. I assure you, the call center receives all of the complaints and the issues by their air, and we receive it by our eyes because persons are consistently messaging us. And I think I can boast about the Department of Inland Revenue on social media because we've become so responsive to the fact that persons now message us about anything regarding the government. If it's about Ministry of Education, if it's about Ministry of Works, if it's about the hospital, if it's about social services payments, they come to us because we respond. And I'll tell you that we answer them. We don't leave it. If we can answer it, if we could research it, we answer. If not, we refer them to those specific departments.
I think that's sort of the expectation for the Department of Inland. When this was created, constructed outside of us going to be able to get our business license from where we did, the concept and idea of the Department of Inland Revenue was really about this kind of proactive nature. I believe that COVID-19 has done a significant number in terms of moving that down, but I'd like to see this. I'd like to see this in terms of activity. Guys, everyone is out here. I mean, you're seeing persons come from all over, sitting down, they're having consultation, they're finding out more information about what to do in all these subsectors. I'm seeing people from my church, my good, decent people out here. I want you to be able to come down. We are in the Mall of Marathon, right there in the middle. Well, Howard, what do you mean in the middle? In the middle by the courtyard. Where you mean? On the side of Auntie Ann's. You know where he is, get your little tasty thing. We're right here, being able to talk about all these things. They're telling you if you want to find out more about condo and hotel owners, if you want to find out about real property tax, please do that. they're here. If you want to find out about collections, you want to find out about, man, I got an email the other day. I ain't gonna tell nobody your business. I got an email the other day saying we owe X amount of dollars. Come find out about it. Come find out about it. You know, one of the things I feel like Mr. Williams has been forthcoming with is the fact that human error sometimes plays a part. Let's find out more about that with clarity. You ain't got to cuss to people all the time. Let's find out more about your position with clarity. We're here at the Mall of Marathon today. And you're not only here today. Tell me when you're going to be leaving.
We're not leaving until Saturday. So we're here until 4 o'clock today. We're here all day tomorrow as well. And 10 to 4 on Saturday. We're asking persons to come out. As he said, if you need clarity, if you need to follow up on a case, if you need to apply for a case, please come on down. Our entire department is here. Real property tax, TCC, VAT, business license. Our client services team is here. Part of our call center is here. Representation for the new condo hotel tax, vacation home rental, everything is here. We want you to come out. And as a matter of fact, if you feel as though you're applying for the first time and you need the other agencies and you want to go to them first, you don't have to go there because they're here as well. Ministry of Works is here. Physical Planning, NIB, Bahamas Customs is here as well. We also have the lending agency, Access Accelerator, SBDC. They are here. So if you are interested in conducting any business with us, please come on down. And I want to remind folks that when you have an idea for a business, you're not official when you start your Instagram page or your Facebook page. You're not official when you do that pretty graphic or flyer and you put it on someone's car or you send it over WhatsApp. You're official when you come to us. You fill out all of your application and submit all your documents, and you become an actual official business.
No, man, we in business, man. Look at you, see the graphic. Yeah, man, get everything set up. Sir, are you registered? Does the government identify you as a business owner in the country? Do you have a license? What are you talking about, Howard? Let's talk about these particular things. I want to take this commercial break. And when we take this commercial break, when we come back, we're going to talk about how to cancel your business license, which is extremely important. You all got 78 business licenses. When you used to sell lemonade, then you say, I don't want to sell lemonade no more. I sell an earring. You're doing too much. Let's talk about that. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back on the foundation right after this.
Foundation.
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
At Popeyes, we have a deal worth driving for. It's our shrimp tackle box. Tastes a tender and delicious shrimp marinated in our Louisiana spices and fried up fresh and crunchy. Served with our ultimate cocktail dipping sauce, one regular side, and a warm buttery biscuit. Add a blueberry cream cheese pie or a strawberry cream cheese cup to your order. Stop by any Popeyes for your shrimp tackle box today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, and the Foundation on this beautiful Thursday, Small Business Thursday. Today, we took a little different turn. You know, I think it's about informing you, empowering you, engaging you, and making you to understand the position that you're in. Today, at the top of the hour, we had a good conversation with Fidelity Gowen-Bo. He actually talked to us about what Fidelity is doing. You got some information with that. He'll be with us to be able to give us more information. Fidelity is committed to being able to do some stuff with us on Small Business Thursday. So I am so excited, truly grateful for the opportunity. But we're here now with a remote, live and in full effect. The Foundation's very first remote. Come on, man. Y'all got me out here. Praise God. There's the first one out the gate. And I'm grateful to be here to have a conversation about where we are in this country as it relates to taxation and how do we formally make some things happen. We're here at the Department of Inland Revenue at the Mall of Marathon. They're on the road. They're out here coming to the people, bringing information to you to let you know exactly where we are. We're here with none other than Mr. John Williams. He's the lead for communication here, being able to give us more information on what they're doing at the Department of Inland Revenue. And you want to be able to bring some information up about canceling your business license. Talk to me about it.
So I want to remind folks of something that's very, very important. If you have a license that you have not used in a long time, or your business is just simply closed, it can be closed to lack of funds, or it may have been hurricane damage, or you're just not interested anymore, so you're closed. We are asking persons to please notify us that your business is not active. We do not know that it's not active. If you're in our system is fully automated, so every year we're going to assume that you are operating. So if you do not renew your license, as you should annually, you are going to incur late fees and penalties. So it's really simple. We just want you to log into your account and go to the business license tab, and you just simply click on business licenses and just follow the form and click submit. Now, it is important to know that all outstanding taxes must be paid in full prior to cancellation. So an expired license cannot be canceled prior to being renewed. So if you had a license that you haven't used, say 2017, and you want to use it now in 2023, and you don't want to use it, sorry, and you want to cancel that, you cannot just cancel it because there's chances that you have fees. So you'll have to pay the back fees. That since then, up until now, I think you're exempted a few years, I think, from 2019, 2020, up until now. But you will have to do that, sir. You will have to do that.
Hold on. Let's be very clear. That's not how black cancellation work. We just say, I don't bother with that no more. That finished. So tell me about it.
Listen, we need you to cancel your license because every year that you do not, you will incur fees, late final filing fees and late registration fees. And every year that's going to be $110. So please do not look alarmed and do not be alarmed when you try to use the license. You try to renew it and you see a fee. Yeah, it's renewed, it's approved. But before you get that, you have to pay $700 and something, $1,000, $500. You have to cancel it. If you do not cancel it, the system is going to assume, because it's fully automated, there's no paper here. We're going to assume that you're operating.
I have encountered that. I listen to this. This sounds like a bad marriage. You can't even get on this without paying. Jesus God, you can't just walk away. You'd be wasting the fella. Say, I just thought I signed the paper and it was over. I got to marry the next one. We just saw that the papers the other day. Get your official divorce, separation, cancellation before you move forward. You know why? Divorce expensive also. The fella say it's cheapest you stay. Cheapest you stay. So I know about this. I know you guys know about this if you're out there doing business. For you to be able to get your TCC, especially if you want to be able to get a small contract with the government, if you want to get any of these particular things, you have to ensure that you're compliant. And your compliance don't just work on one end. It is an entire web, a network of persons who are identifying what you've been doing over the course, whether it's in customs, whether it's an NIB, whether it's your business license, all these things being able to work in tandem to ensure that you're compliant. That's what is a tax compliance certificate, the CCC. That's how you get that. So if you don't pay your NIB, then the first question they can have you, how much employees you have? I say, I ain't got no employees. Well, Howard, I just wash all these cars. I just do all this, or whatever you're doing. You just do it by yourself. I promise I do. Lies and deceit. Make sure you take care of all these things, and that's just what this is. If you want to be able to do business above board, listen, for all of you gentlemen, ladies out there who are looking to be able to get your little piece of contract from the government, they ain't doing no business with you if you ain't got your TCC. How you get that? You got to make sure that you're compliant, make sure all the auxiliaries, and if you're not sure, you then have a conversation with your MP. He didn't tell you to come down to the office. He said, come on to the office. I got you straight. We can give you something on the road. Now you're excited about it. You then go home and tell your wife you get a contract to do the thing. But you don't have your business license. Come down here today and find out exactly where we are. We had the Mall of Marathon. Find out exactly what's what in preparation for this big contract you're getting.
So one more thing I want to remind persons. We know you've said that you've applied a month ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, and you've heard no word. We've reached out to you. We've responded to you. We want everybody to check their account so that they can reply to us. A lot of the times, persons would have received requests from us. We need you to attach this. We need you to send this. We need you to verify that. But they have no idea. So check your account. So here's what you have to do. You log into your account. You know what it is. vat.revenue.gov.bs. You go to the tracker tab. And then once you get on the tracker tab, you're going to see all of the pending cases that you have. So once you do that, you click on the specific case that you want to find out about, to see if it's finished or if you required any documents. And if they ask you to provide the real property tax information or your financial statement, you can insert that right in the text box, and then you can attach the files by clicking Attach Files and simply click Submit. It's really that simple. But we want persons to check your account and reply to us, because most of the time that is the case.
All right, guys, if you have any texts, if you have any information, if you want to be able to give us a call, I'm not sure if we have a call on the line. Do we have a call on the line? Okay, no callers on the line. Please give me a call. If you want to be a part of the conversation in this last few minutes, you know how we go in the last few minutes. I know you've been listening to the entire interview, so you have a few questions. If you do have those, 623, please give me a call, 325-4316, 325-43. Oh, my God, I can't see the number in my head, right? You know the numbers. Give us a call. Or give me a text, 422-4796, 422-4796. We can be able to ask these questions. I think I got a question here. Someone sent a question. Let me see if I can open this up. It says, I have registered for a business license. It has been approved, but I haven't went to finish the process. Can I still use the same approval letter that I got online?
Say the question again, a business license?
It says, I registered for a business license that I've been approved for, but I haven't went in to finish the process. Can I still use the same approval letter?
Well, I need her to be a little more specific as to what she's speaking to, because she can be speaking about the trade name approval. A lot of persons mistake that with a business license approval, when it's actually just the name you would like your business to be called. It's just that approval. So I'm not sure if she's meaning that, but if you have that, then you know your next steps are to go to register with NIB, and then to fill out the consolidated agency application.
Explain the substance tab section of the business license website.
Well, I'm going to have to bring someone on to speak specifically to that. Or what you can do, you can give us a call at 225-7280. Or you can come on down to the mall. We have some representation here with regards to the substance filing. So we'll be able to help you out.
Will the TCC affect people who are bringing in vehicles for personal usage?
As long as you're importing something and it's new to the country, it's going to attract fees. So, yes, it's a part of the import process, so the TCC will definitely affect that.
I'm interested in getting a commercial importer courier license. What do I need to obtain to get that license?
outside of the regular requirements of the physical planning Ministry of Works, you're going to have to speak with the Bahamas Customs Department, who have some approvals and some registrations that you would have to do. And also, you would have to include, I think, a broker, access to a broker or a licensed broker, that is. But the Bahamas Customs will definitely be able to speak more specific to the requirements that they have.
A lot of persons want to know why. Why? What's the necessity for being able to advertise or even move with registry for your Airbnb? So they ask and they say, so Howard, what are they going to do if I don't register? What if I don't register for my Airbnb and don't pay?
Well, if you do not register with us for your Airbnb, well, first of all, you're going to lose out on all the benefits that we spoke about, the free advertisement, the eligibility for funding, being recognized by the Bahamian government with the seal when persons go on Airbnb. You're going to miss out on all of that. In addition, as they are agreeing to all of the procedures and policies and regulations, there will be penalties and fines for persons who are not registered but still conducting business as an Airbnb. As with any rules and regulations, once they are broken, there will be some form of consequence or of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Says, before we get out of here, guys, you know what to do, 422-4796, 422-4796. If you want to be able to text a few things in there or you want to be able to give us a call, please. Well, you got 30 seconds before we can be able to shut it down. Right, but there's one more text I want to be able to read. It says, is it right or even legal for the Inland Revenue Department to have banks paying person property taxes when it's not the part of the bank and a homeowner's contract? Why are the other licenses attached to the property taxes? Isn't this just another form of strong arming the people? I don't know. I think this is unifying and being able to bring these particular things together. I want to have more conversations about this. I want to talk more about the specifics as it relates to these particular things. We've known the sort of pronouncements that have come from persons outside of a governmental administration who've made these sort of declarations. And when they stepped over the threshold into that formal position, they understood these are something to get done. I think that this government has a very clear understanding that we need to be able to move to the true sense of independence that we have. And that's economic independence. We need to find a way that we can be able to identify these things and get this done. So I'm grateful for the conversation today, my brother. Tell me what else you want to be able to kind of put out there before we kind of wrap this up.
Again, we just want to remind persons that we are here until Saturday, and we want you to come out. We are reaching out to you. You cannot get to us, to the office, or you can't reach us on the phone. We want you to come on down. Our entire department is here. Even if you cannot make it here, we want you to follow us and communicate with us via social media. Inland Revenue 242 for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are DIR Bahamas. We know our website, inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs. Please, all of the information is there, all of the how-to videos, all of the flyers, everything you need to know about the department is there. And we appreciate this time, and we know that you guys are coming. You come and stress us out. This is what we're here for. This is what we're here for.
The Department of Inland Revenue will be here until Saturday. They're here from 10 a.m.? From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. That's going to be today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. 10 a.m. on Saturday. So when you get your stew fish and grits, when you get your little Johnny cake on Saturdays, you can be able to stop here on Saturday morning and be able to, Mr. Williams said, bring him one. Make sure, you want sheep tongue? My God. Come bring him one and be able to get that information. I don't know, they might bring it for Joe. Looking for slackness. He said he wanted to know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great conversation with you today. This is Small Business Thursday. Howard Grant in your company with the foundation. This is all about being able to bring reality, understanding, and preparation for you to make that next step in your life. I think many of us have kind of been doing business on the fringes, on the outskirts. Let's move to formality. Let's move out of our back trunks, off the side of the road, wherever we are, into a formal society and make these particular things happen. Get yourself certified, recognized, identified for being able to do business here in this country. Guys, thank you so very kindly. Listen, tomorrow we're going to have Toby. Come on. Oh, my God. Toby Smith's going to be coming on. The papers actually speaks about his position. He felt betrayed. The prime minister came back and said he feel betrayed. This is a lot. We're going to talk about this thing tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Man, listen, this is a good conversation. I want to thank you so very kindly. Let me see if I can read one more text before we get out of here. When you start talking to people money, they're going to ask a million questions. Let's see if we can get one more, two questions out of here. Good day, Howard. Real property tax discrepancy is, can I get a number to correct them to address my issues of being exempted?
Yeah, they can actually call the same number, the 225-7280, or you can send a direct email, propertytaxinquiries@bahamas.gov.bs.
Listen, Howard, you ain't going to call because my senior producer been in the... Listen, y'all need to stop it. Y'all doing too much. This has been the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. I want to thank Fidelity. I want to thank all those persons who support Small Business Thursdays. If you want to be a part of Small Business Thursdays, please give me a holler, 827-0111, 827-0111. You can get Howard directly or call us at 302-2300. You can be able to get someone in the studio. We can give you all the information, the rates. We're going to make this affordable, accessible for the opportunity to get your business out there right here on the Foundation and Guardian Radio. Have a beautiful day, Bahamas. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow when we get deep in people business with Toby Smith right here on the Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a beautiful day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.